This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Dawah is very psychological. It defines who you are. Because if you want to be a mu'min, a believer, not just a Muslim, but the next level, then the Prophet ﷺ is saying you have to give that love to other people. لا يؤمنوا. You won't truly believe unless you love for others what you love for yourself. You love for your brother what you love for yourself. And brother here means Muslim and non-Muslim. Second point, why dawah is very important and why we should be motivated to give dawah. Well, think about again from a human point of view. You know, we all like to consider ourselves as people of empathy. When we see people cry, like I was watching a YouTube clip the other day. I know this is a bit weird, but I follow someone called Ruben the dog. He's a bulldog. I don't know why, he's just the most cutest dog, yeah? And I just follow that, you know, it's probably the only sane thing that you find on YouTube these days, yeah? And authentic. It's an animal, isn't it? You know, dogs, for me, have a quite high level. I know many of us are Hanafi in the room and we don't like dogs, yeah? But let's get a bit Maliki today, yeah? And plus, you know, dogs are not evil. Just because it's Najas, it doesn't mean it's evil. Because Allah mentions a dog, right, in the Quran. Dogs won't backbite. Dogs are loyal. Dogs won't curse. Dogs will love you unconditionally. If someone calls me a dog, I take it as a compliment now. Honestly, dog, Jazakallah khair. Yeah, anyway. So I followed Ruben the bulldog, and then and that leads me to other animal videos. So I was watching animals pass away, usually at the vet, and when their owners are there, I'm telling you, you will cry. If you have any empathy, you will cry. It's one of the most saddest things you've ever seen. Like, really sad, yeah? So don't ask me why I watch those random videos, but sometimes just to chill, isn't it, yeah? So, and you know, I'm not saying I'm proud, but I like to be engaged with myself in that way that, you know, I still have some empathy, yeah? So for me, an important trait of a human being is to be empathic, to have that empathy. And I believe the Prophet ﷺ was the most empathic character. He had the ability to wear other people's shoes and walk in those shoes. And you see this in his da'wah. The Prophet ﷺ was in a state of anxiety to the point where he nearly wanted to almost, you know, lose his life. Allah says in the Quran that the Prophet ﷺ was in this kind of state of anxiety that he was almost going to lose his life just because his people were not listening to him. Think about the psychological state of Rasulullah ﷺ. He was worried about people. He was concerned about people. And the greatest concern is not to be concerned about the dunya. Dunya is what? 70, 60, 80 years? The akhirah, which is eternal, that was his concern. And that's why when the Jewish boy was on his deathbed, he was saying to the Jewish boy, say la ilaha illallah. And the Jewish boy looked at his father. And his father said, listen to Abu Qasim. He was giving the kunya of the Prophet ﷺ, which is a really interesting sociological issue here, or fact, which is that the Prophet ﷺ had friends that were Jews. Because you don't call someone by the kunya if you don't have a friendly relationship with them, yeah? Which is a very interesting point, right? But the point here is, he was concerned for someone's akhirah. He was concerned for his qawm, for his people. And the greatest concern from this point of view is that he didn't want them to close the door to Allah's forgiveness and mercy and inevitably throw themselves in the fire. Because that's what the fire is. Jahannam is you throwing yourself there in a grand cosmic scheme of things. Because Allah says, don't blame Allah, blame yourselves. It's not Allah did not wrong them, they wronged themselves. Because Allah says in the Quran that Allah prefers belief for His servants. Check the tafsir of the Quran. The Mufassirin, they say this means Allah doesn't want people to go to hell. Right? But people go to hell as a result of them closing the door to Allah's mercy and guidance. Right? So divine wrath is seen through that understanding, through that perspective. And we know this from other hadith. When a woman, she lost her child and then she found her and started suckling the child. And the Prophet ﷺ said, you know, would that lady throw that child in the hellfire? No, of course not. And then he related that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you see? So we wrong ourselves. So the Prophet was concerned about human beings wronging themselves, closing that door shut to guidance and mercy, and throwing themselves into the fire. He was worried about people choosing hell over a loving Lord. Because it's not why does a loving Lord send you to hell? That's not the question in Islam. It's a wrong question. The right question is, well, why do you choose hell over a loving Lord? That's the point. And the Prophet was so concerned to the point that he had so much, maybe you want to call it anxiety or a psychological state which was of such extreme worry that it almost killed him. That's empathy. That's empathy, right? And if we feel that we're people of empathy too, then we should be very, very worried about people's akhirah. We should be very, very worried about people's spiritual state and their spiritual path and what path they're traversing and where they may eventually end up. That should be a huge concern for us. Yes, we should be concerned about people's dunya. Are they getting a good job? Do they have a good CV? Help them that way. But there's bigger things to deal with, right? Because Allah on the Day of Judgment is not going to ask you about your grades. He's not going to ask you about your degrees and your PhDs and how much money you had in the bank and your car and what set of wheels you had, right? And if do you see my point? He's not going to ask about that. There's going to be other questions, and that's why we need to be focused on those. Other things are important and good too. I'm not dismissing it. What I'm trying to create now is this kind of prioritization in our minds and our hearts. So when we see a human being, we should be thinking about how do I help them reach paradise? Which is very critical. And that's why if we have true empathy, then we should empathize with the fact that if they die in a state of shirk, then that's the most destructive state to be in. And the consequences are the most terrible consequences anyone could ever imagine. And if we have empathy and we want to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we should try and help people not to end in that state.